blacker than the ace of spades and more militant than you and your whole damn army put together. And while you out there chanting that rally, browbeating politicians, I'm taking out any money front sucker on a Hummel that gets in my way. So I tell you what, when your so-called revolution starts, you call me, and I'll be right down front showing you how it's done. But until then, you need to shut the fuck up when grown folks is talking. Now, can you dig it?
Ladies, gentlemen, and scholars, your star plays Gemini Jackson, the Burrito Bandito, Brian McFly, and Arthur Dude.
Ladies and gentlemen, of course, you scholars. Henry Fields and Grisios, Gemini Jackson, Storm of the Quantimino with the model of the millennium, Brian McFly.
Welcome, welcome.
And our resident hyena, Arthur Dude.
Howdy, ninjas.
The Burrito Bandito.
You ready to rumble?
Joins us from the other side of the glory hole. Now, let's get this party started with Double X Quantimino.
Let's get started. I bleeped it for you.
I heard you.
Let's get started.
Is that your entrance song?
Yeah, that is it, dude. I'm going with the fucking LimeWire version.
Album version.
The album version before they fucking cucked out and changed it because, you know.
That is a good selection.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not
I
that.
Like that answer.
Do you, because most people there, wherever this, where are we? Are we at like a wrestling event?
I was thinking wrestling, but yeah, something similar.
So everyone there, if they're under a certain age, they're like, why did someone make this song say the R word in it?
Or maybe they're not even concerned. The they're just song. Dancing, yeah. Man. You're just coming out of
the like, especially
singing along.
Yeah, the people at the wrestling match know.
They know what's up. You think so?
Yeah, because your wrestling name is R Word Brian.
And he wears overalls with no shirt.
I go, hey, I'm salt of the earth.
No, he's doing the Lenny. He's dressed like Lenny.
Yeah. He's fucking.
That's my final move, dude. Is
Lenny.
Lenny.
Shit.
Oh Lenny.
My God,
I pet
dude.
Someone too hard. It's always a woman.
All right, what's Slam City Wrestling's wrestling name? I know WWE had Slam City.
Slam City.
But I think Slam City already works.
Yeah, SCW.
Yeah, Slam City Wrestling, because you're slamming them.
Yeah, I like it, man.
What's your entrance songs? Song?
Burrito.
Hmm.
For the Slam City Wrestling premiere.
Coming out nothing but a Speedo.
It's got to be the Godzilla entrance, you know?
Da-da-da. Banat. What's the one? Wasn't that on the...
Oh, like the Led Zeppelin song?
The Green Day song. Cashmere sounds like it.
Oh.
Wasn't that on the Godzilla soundtrack? It's like da-da-da. Da-da-da. It's whatever the Green Day version, the rip.
No, it was Led Zeppelin.
No, I know what you're talking about. It was like a Brain Stew remix for Godzilla.
Oh,
one of the Godzilla movies.
It really was.
And it was a Led Zepp rip.
No, that was the Kashmir one. That was a different one. Do you remember the Rage song that sounded like Kashmir?
Maybe Godzilla? That's what it is. Is that what you're talking about? That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, that one.
There is a Rage song I was getting on confused. Godzilla.
Yeah. And does it sound like Kashmir?
But are you talking about the old school classic Godzilla soundtrack?
Yeah, what are you talking about? Yeah. Sorry.
What's your entrance song?
Yeah.
Now you have to hum it.
It's a da-na-na-na, da-na-na-na. You know what I'm talking about?
Family?
Da-na-na-na, da-na-na-na,
da-na-na-na. No!
He's creepy and he's green. He's kind of fucking mean. He'll eat up Tokyo. He's Godzilla. I remember that song.
Yeah, that's a good one. Good choice,
Yeah, great choice, dude.
He's you really want
and
that?
He's green.
I'm not gonna argue.
He's kind of fucking mean.
Yeah, dude. Does Reptar from Rugrats have a
shit?
Oh wow,
a song? Because that's mine.
Reptar.
Reptard.
Yeah, Reptard.
That's my wrestling name.
Oh shit,
it's Reptard.
Everyone, it's Reptard.
Hey guys,
that's your stage name.
Let's get Reptarded.
Let's get.
That's so SCW. Like wrestling, you know?
Yeah.
They always have to have some kind of like.
Just a stupid twist that doesn't need to exist.
Trivia question, just to make sure we're on the right
page. That doesn't need to exist.
That's a t-shirt, dude.
Catchphrases.
Let's get Reptarded and it has Reptar on it?
Yeah.
I'm going to give you a catchphrase trivia.
What?
What?
Catchphrase trivia.
Please.
Wrestling.
Okay.
Ric Flair.
Woo!
Easy, right?
Yeah.
That's all I know.
Yeah, that's his catchphrase, but that's like your let's get Reptarded.
Yeah.
Hulkamania. That's a
Hulkamania.
You can use a Hulkamania font. You remember Hulkamania?
Yeah.
It's like when everybody was about Hulk Hogan, and he had that red letters
red
on a
yellow
shirt. It's like Hulkamania.
That used to be Slam City, right?
He always did his
ketchup and mustard.
Yeah, where he's like has to rip his shirt open.
That was the perfect harmony of ketchup and mustard.
It surely was. But didn't Slam City?
It was like a goddamn Big Mac.
Didn't Slam City have mustard and ketchup colors for a while there?
Probably.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm into it.
Yeah, he was the damn American icon, the Big Mac.
Then he said the N-word, dude.
And then he was the ultra Big Mac.
Yeah.
Yeah, he said the N-word.
Yeah, I've never said it, so.
All right, Gemini Jackson.
Oh, entrance songs.
Do you need a minute? Because I'll just say mine real quick to get by. It's War by Angels and Airwaves. It's like what off their first record.
Dude, Gemini is disgusted. What's the word? Contempt.
Yeah.
He has a contemptuous look on his face.
Ah, that's the greatest.
What is this? How's it go?
Yeah.
I mean, is it anthemic? It's very anthemic.
Yeah, I had a feeling it would be. Yeah.
Big reverberated drums, like hard guitars, catchy. Yeah.
Well, then mine would be There Goes My Hero.
Dang. Coming out. Perfect cover.
I mean, those are good, but dude, there are no Let's Get Reptarded in here.
Yeah,
well, you're
OG. Yeah, you have a whole branding campaign attached to it.
I mean, thanks to you guys. I appreciate it.
Hang on a second.
Is it? Okay.
Oh, God.
All right, give us
Pharaoh Monk.
What the fuck?
Monk.
What is that? What are you talking about? What's the question you're asking? Pharaoh Monk?
Look it up. Yeah.
Pharaoh Monk is who does the Godzilla entry.
Is it going to be any good?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
When kids use marijuana.
Saw that.
He sampled the original, or not the original, but he sampled the Godzilla theme song.
Okay.
That was in
the
Heisei versions. And
what's the name? Like Simon Says?
Simon Says?
Simon Says.
Oh,
yeah.
I would not have spelled it this way. Pharaoh Monch?
YouTube's very helpful.
Oh, I know this song. They used it on when Dave Chappelle did Godzilla. When Dave Chappelle did Godzilla, they used this song.
What do you mean when he did Godzilla?
You know when he was like Godzilla fucking a volcano?
Oh, is this on the show?
Chappelle's show. Get the fuck
up. Simon Says, get the fuck up. Dude. That's you?
That's good. Get the fuck up.
Was that
Burrito Says.
Get the fuck up.
Get the fuck up.
All right.
That's a cool thing to sample.
Yeah.
You went hip hop.
Right?
Yeah.
Reality show NDA.
All right.
Which is non-disclosure agreement.
Yeah. NDA, non-disclosure agreement. So
I have my first NDA.
Yeah, dig it back.
Break it.
Shit, man. On the show.
I've signed one before.
It better not be for the Spotify deal, goddammit.
No.
You break that shit, I'm breaking your goddamn legs, man. That's $100 million.
I've had to sign an NDA.
Yeah, I think we all have. Have you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are there one of you?
Yeah, I think so.
Everyone's had to sign
it. It's all
NDA.
Part of the HR paperwork, right?
Really?
No,
it's
a
very large stack of paper.
It depends on what you do.
Yeah,
but surely.
I've had to sign NDAs for mediocre films that I've worked on.
Why would they even go to the trouble?
They're up their own ass, dude. They're conspiratorial.
Oh, they have forms.
CYA.
Yeah, it's a fucking $10,000 film.
Media ochres.
Yeah, but they'll release it.
And then Brian got paid, what, sixes of dollars? I'm not signing this shit.
I got paid like $12 an hour to edit a documentary, dude. Pretty good.
Yeah, pretty good, man.
After taxes?
No.
That's the life of the independent contractor.
Yeah.
Damn!
So what?
Crux!
What's this reality show NDA you're mentioning?
I was just having this like memory recall when I went to this Tex-Mex restaurant and there's this like producer dude, like he's a music recorder guy, you know, runs
Rick
a studio.
Rubin?
Kind of.
Was that fucking Chewy's?
I can't say names, but I'm just saying.
Because you signed one.
Yeah, there's an NDA involved.
What
but anyways,
the hell?
This producer guy, I guess he's a jack of all trades. But he was waiting tables there, and when he came around to our table, like, hey, dude, what's up? Long time no see, whatever. And turns out, like, he got on a reality show, but he can't really talk about it because he signed an NDA. And when I heard that, I was like, what kind of crock of shit is this bullshit lie, man? Like, how much do you believe what he said?
Wait a
100%.
Second. I don't understand exactly what happened. So you
so
went to
his friend.
I know somebody. He's not my friend.
Yeah.
I've just, like, met him before.
Yeah, in the past.
Yeah.
Was this a recent...
No, this is very many years ago.
Yeah.
Like
you ran to
centuries.
Him and he said, I can't talk about something.
Well, he was waiting tables
for one. I signed
an
NDA.
But I've known him before as like engineering at a music studio, recording studio, right?
From back in the block.
Yeah, back in the day.
Was the reality, so could he couldn't even tell you if the reality show was about music or anything?
Couldn't tell you anything about it, just that he was in a reality show.
He might have been.
Yeah.
And they might not, he might have recorded some stuff, or they taped him and they never used the footage.
And he
NDAs are stupid as hell.
Okay.
They're so broad.
So you never saw the footage? You never, he never released a thing on Facebook.
I never
Facebook
saw anything
saying,
that came to fruition, but I should.
You never Googled
up.
Anything?
Maybe they're still doing, maybe it's like a decade long reality show. Damn. They're doing.
A decade under the influence.
Like that Richard Linklater movie?
Yeah.
Maybe he's a boy. Yeah. Maybe he's boy in the hood, dude. Yeah.
Wow. So I was just thinking about how weird NDAs were, because it's like this guy could have just made up this stupid lie that everybody would believe.
Also, women are out here not even respecting NDAs anymore, dude.
Damn. No shit, mean, right?
Bill O'Reilly, or you, what, for trying to think. Oh, Stormy Daniels, yeah. Dude.
Is wet ink worth it?
Exactly. Stormy Daniels has no respect for the NDA.
You know, I've always heard bullshit. Word is bond.
And when word's not bond enough, you sign an NDA. You don't break that because it's because legally it's binding.
Notarized!
That literal written word is bond.
It's literally bond.
Yeah.
Anyways.
But it's bound James by, bond. What, money? So she could get more money to squeal.
That's true.
I got a follow-up question for Burrito.
Yes, Burrito. Ooh.
You ready?
Yes.
Entrance song, but it has to be a James Bond theme song.
Oh.
Go!
Oh.
You guys are welcome to answer as well.
James Bond.
I go with the U2 soundtrack.
Mine is Live and Let Die.
Oh.
Wow.
It's good one. I'm just doing Kashmir again. It's a similar rhythm.
They're all Kashmir.
Or is it?
And then the GNR cover. All right, appreciate it.
The GNR cover is better.
No,
absolutely.
GNR sucks.
It's the better version of that song. Don't lie to yourself.
So live and let die.
I hate his voice. His voice makes my asshole pucker up. I don't know why. I don't know if it's a good thing or a bad thing.
I think you're scared to love.
I don't think so. He just, I don't like a shriek. I'm sorry.
Axel said, let me in.
Yeah.
Let me in.
Let me in.
No. Deny.
Let me in.
So, Maria, do you are you well versed in your
my secret agent
Bond,
man?
Your broccoli songs.
Secret yeah. agent man. I like From Russia with Love. That's probably my favorite.
Is that
one.
Is that a song?
It's a Beatles song.
Is
no.
it?
No.
Back in the USSR.
I seem to remember the one from Casino Royale being pretty good.
Do you remember the artist?
Casino, bop, bop. Casino, bop, bop.
Are you writing that?
Royale.
Bop, 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 bop. Did you write that?
Yeah.
That's good, dude. Thanks, that's probably what it was.
They should have used that instead.
It's a B-side.
Jesus Christ, dude. Are you fucking Tony Randall?
What am I... No, I'm Tony Bennett.
Tony Bennett, that's right. Tony Randall was on The Odd Couple.
Oh.
With Jack Klugman.
Different guy.
I've been watching Match Game from 1973.
So all the trivia you know is from fucking 73.
Oh, man, there's
that
a lot.
That shit's fun.
Yeah, there's a lot of hot ladies
lot
back
of nips.
Then, too.
You listen over to the Air Game Show?
A lot of nips.
What's that what do you channel mean? Called?
I felt like there was a lot of nips.
Yeah, I don't think they allowed nips on Match Game.
Oh.
I don't think so either,
in
man.
In any capacity.
There'd be like wow. cones oh, to like wow. just cover the area.
Cone of silence.
Yeah. Cone of chastity.
Yeah, there were cones, but.
Casino!
Speaking of cones.
Oh, that sucks, and I love it.
Time is an illusion and social construct.
I hate when people say things are social constructs.
A lot
really
of things
triggers
are.
Me, though, dude.
Help us out, Burrito.
Yeah, tell me.
I thought time was a flat circle.
Damn, dude. Wow, dude. I don't even know what that means.
It was on True Detective, and I got to rewatch that. It's good.
I never watched it.
He just knew.
I kind of scared my friends one time because I said that, but they knew I'd never watched it.
And, Stranger Things?
And they were No.
True Detective season one.
Oh,
season
I just watched
one,
that first
three.
Episode.
What scared them about that?
Well, because they knew I had never watched it, but I had seen some like promo material. From,
yeah, don't they know
like
that one scene?
Don't they know what fucking commercials
with
are?
The bouncing boobs.
Yeah, don't they know that things get around?
Are we talking about the one with Woody Harrelson?
This was well into the internet.
Yeah, there's some bouncing boobs in that one.
I'm sure there are. Sorry,
the
anyways,
best kind.
What are you trying to say here?
Oh, well, all they I said scared. Was I was sitting there and I said, time is a flat circle. And they all just kind of looked at me like I was going to kill them. And I was like, what?
Maybe it was related to the show.
I see.
Yes.
Okay.
What do you mean
she's
by
like,
that?
Time's like a damn pizza.
Flat circle.
I don't know, because I still haven't ever watched it.
I don't know what it means either. Matthew McConaughey just says some...
He says some shit.
He just says some uppity shit, dude. Some fucking bullshit. So, Burrito, can you explain to us why time is an illusion and also a social construct?
Well, if time is an illusion and illusion is of safety, then time is safety?
Oh,
is that
shit.
How the transitive property works?
That's all right, entrance song, off illusion of safety.
What's that from?
To Awaken Avenge the Dead?
Track one.
Oh, yeah. That'd be a good one, too.
Who's that?
Thrice.
Yeah.
Track one would be, what is it?
Deadbolt for me, you know.
Illusion of Gafety.
Deadbolt just gets right into it.
Yeah.
Is time an illusion?
So what they were saying in terms of time being an illusion, this was just from an article, is that the idea of time and space, you know, the concept, mathematical concept space of time. How, yeah, the galaxies and universe are expanding defines its method of time. Where here, you know, we do like minutes, seconds, and all that. So we're actually just labeling this idea of like existence going past us. But with like space time is like based on where you are in the universe.
I don't understand it.
But like, that doesn't mean theory of relativity.
I would think so.
I guess.
But when people talk about time in terms of humans,
like the Hootie and the Blowfish song.
What's that?
Time?
I only want to be with you.
Not that one. Like the third single, maybe.
They have one song.
Rock me, mama, like a wagon wheel.
That one?
No, that's Darius. Solo, man.
But when people are talking about time, they're talking about how we experience time, dude.
Himself.
And there's no illusion to that. Generally speaking, a minute feels like a minute. An hour feels like an hour. A year feels like a year. It's pretty consistent, dude.
Perception, man.
Yeah.
Fuck.
What's perceiving, though?
Yeah. Is a social construct.
Do we have a head?
Yeah.
Like, can we comply?
Arthur, let me ask you something, dude.
Who's perceiving this?
When you're sitting there and you're taking stimuli in, when you're looking at something, who's doing the looking? Is there something there doing the looking? Or is it just appearing in your consciousness?
Are you talking about a homunculus?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
There's a homunculus?
Homunculus.
Homunculus.
Homunculus, homunculus.
There's a homunculus, homunculus. There's a homunculus, homunculus.
All right, print that on a shirt.
We've transitioned into a different podcast.
Let's get reptarded in it.
This is the Reptard.
This will be something after last call, you'd come up with.
Hey, let me buy you a drink. You remember Reptar?
No, hold on,
let me finish.
You don't have a head.
Do you remember Reptar? Well, you don't have a head. I'm talking about Rugrats and Sam Harris.
Shit.
Damn, dude, that is my Riz.
That is your fucking cross-section. If you could find a bitch who gets wet for existential Rugrats.
Oh, shit.
This is Brian McFly at the coffee bar.
Oh, no.
At the coffee-torium.
Oh, damn. Yeah. There's a mixologist at the coffee place?
Yeah, man. Doing shit with gastronomy.
Damn.
Yeah.
I hate a roaster.
The bar, you think they get paid too much?
Oh, yeah. What do you mean? The
roasters.
So, wait, what is a roaster?
The person who cooks the beans.
How much do you think they make?
Maybe the normal hourly. Depends. You're just rotating in the 20? Coffee house.
They work for beans.
Depends on the business.
Yeah, they work for beans.
Hang on! And that was good, though.
Yeah.
That's fine.
So the bar scene, dude, this is, are we talking about the bar scene now?
Oh, wait, we're done with the illusion.
I don't know. What else is there to say? Was there
some?
Yes, we are.
Okay.
The bar scene. Okay. So I'm at the bar. Are we talking about closing time? I'm talking about Reptarded.
Yeah. McFly at his prime.
Yeah.
Maybe not so sober.
If you could.
Oh my God. That wasn't my prime either. There was one time I was at the bar and I was talking to this girl that I knew. And at some point she goes, oh my God, I didn't realize how drunk you were until just now.
My God.
Damn, were you up in a grill?
I don't know.
And
not
she said,
really.
I'm going to go.
She goes, yeah, I think she did.
Wow.
She goes, I'm going to go.
Where?
I wasn't being harassy or anything. I was just drunk as fuck.
Where are you going?
All right. So
later.
So anyways, that's to give you a little idea of my my bar game.
That's his Riz.
That's my Riz. Yeah. It's either completely drunk and fucked up or sober and not at the bar.
Coffee bar.
Yeah.
Talking about the social constructs.
Talking to anyone.
Girl with a septum.
Shit.
Girl with a septum tattoo.
What?
She couldn't commit, dude.
Yeah.
No, that's a
tattoo.
Yeah. to the septum.
Now you can make a body modification.
Yeah, but she could do a tattoo.
Yeah. She's more of a tattoo girl than she is a piercing girl.
Yeah.
Girl with a septum piercing.
What kind of septum piercing? You come up
to the girl with a septum piercing tattoo at the coffee bar.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
What do you say?
She's all alone. Did that hurt?
Did that hurt?
Did that hurt?
From heaven?
Coffee bar? What were you drinking, man?
Yeah.
Are you drinking? Americano creep with juice? Half and half.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
A dash of creep juice.
Oh, my God. I probably don't say anything to her, to be quite frank. Or you
She's
wanna,
looking at
I'm
you.
I'm just pretending that I live in a, we live in a world where I go and talk to people
at coffee shops.
Yeah, maybe
let's
she talks to you.
You have a
let's pretend
of,
she talks to you.
Yeah.
Oh, then I just go with the flow.
Okay.
What does she say to me?
Something, nerd.
I go, oh, okay. So you're like
you
a bully, huh?
Yeah, bitch.
I'm sorry. That's
yeah,
not very
you are
nice.
Sorry,
that's
aren't
not very
you?
Nice. You're a cunt.
Have you noticed that I have a septum tattoo?
I don't know. What am I supposed to do with that? What would you do with that?
Why are you dropping it like it's hot so early, man? The day just
obviously
started.
She's asking for me to call her a cunt if she's coming up to me. I'm provoked.
Are you trying to scare her away or are you just scared?
Are you scared?
I'm just pissed.
Are you scared?
I'm pissed
that
a woman
scared.
Is talking to
you
me like this.
Scared.
I'm not scared. I'm pissed.
What do you think, Brito? Is he scared?
And has in five of
I'm
them
not
tits.
Scared, dude. I'm just pissed.
And five of those pounds are tits.
Shit, dog.
She's a fat tits?
Yeah, that's damn. Like 20%.
Fat tits on just a tiny frame?
Yeah, exactly.
36, 24, 34.
Yeah.
I don't know,
wait,
man.
Did you say 26, 34, 24?
I said 36.
36.
You did stumble upon something true, which is that if a girl comes up to me and starts talking to me, she's going to be insane.
All right, let me clarify. Butterface.
Oh,
okay.
She's got some milkers, but butterface.
What's the question then?
There's no question. I'm just, yeah, I'm giving you some realism.
And she's also like
she's
being mean to me?
You.
A little harassy. Septum tat.
What, dude, in a,
that moves the needle anywhere.
That's the thing, like, if you were going to call out something about this short transaction with a bitch,
yeah,
you would remember the septum.
I would say she had a frail frame.
She
with,
has a tattoo
yeah.
right here.
Yeah. Yeah
like one of those little bull things. What's it called? Bull yeah. nose?
Oh.
Anyway, bull ring?
Ring. That's not a septum, is it?
Yeah.
Oh, is that septum?
The septum is this
Yeah, that's
part.
What I thought.
Oh.
I don't know. I'd probably say, why did you get a tattoo of a septum and not the actual tattoo?
I think I got
tattoo?
Labrum mixed up.
You know, Labor. One thing I've noticed, I don't think women like when you ask them questions.
No.
So you shouldn't ask, like on
so
Tinder
So you're starting
and stuff,
the conversation.
Well, she's starting. She came up to me.
What did she ask
I might ask her a question of like, what makes you think you could talk to me like that?
Oh, wow.
Like that's a question, but that's a hypothetical question.
Because you got a banana shirt.
Oh, okay. Well, you should have known that I'm a gay guy. I'm a fucking bear and you're coming up to me spitting that kind of game right now?
Yeah.
Get out of here. Unless you got a fat cock in the... A fat
under
cock to match some fat tits.
Yeah, unless you got a fat cock
trying
under
a fat
tits.
Cock under those fat tits, then get lost, bitch.
Hit the bricks.
You're honestly all about it, though.
Kick rocks.
What do you mean?
Let's say, okay, you got a butter face.
Okay. Sure.
You got some
I'm
fancy,
about it, yeah.
Fancy milkers.
Like it?
And fancy. Then realize she packing heat.
Oh, wow.
Well, you know, it depends if she starts being nice to me or not. That's going to change the whole night.
It's still
night.
That kind of harassing.
I don't like it.
You're going to cut.
I don't like this, like, oh, we have this fun banter back and forth. It's not fun.
Yeah,
show some
a,
respect.
He's
she's
not a
dude.
Banter kind of dude.
Oh, well, you know, either way, dude.
Either way, it's over.
Just show a little respect is all I'm asking.
Anyway, when was the last time you picked up someone at the bar?
It's never happened. And the one time it almost happened, you tried to help me. I'm sure we talked about it on the show. It did not happen.
It did not happen. But what did happen was a very long, extended conversation.
Yeah. That's true. I mean, look at this. Look at the silver
long.
Lining. I did waste mine and your time.
And hers.
And hers.
I don't think she wanted to talk that long, dude.
I don't know, man. I think that women should, like, state their intentions more, you know, for fucking idiots like me.
Yeah, just spell it out. Hey, you want to put your penis in my vagina at
like,
any point
yeah,
this
stop,
night?
Stop, like, being scared of being called a whore and just say what you
yeah,
want.
Yeah, but what if they don't want it that much, but if, like, you're into it, then they'll be into it?
I'm not really into that, though.
Why?
I kind of want them to be into it.
I mean, they're 6 out of 10.
You're a smelly pirate hooker.
But okay. If you're 7 and up, they're game.
You're an asshole.
They'll break you off
that's,
a crumb.
That's good to think about.
Yeah.
That's good to consider.
Yeah, exactly. They just need a little bit of salesmanship, man.
Salesmanship.
They want the romance. Just swing it at them a couple times.
Works every time.
Yeah, just hit them with a helicopter.
Shit.
Yeah, it's just hard to sell this
or
product.
The guillotine.
It's hard to sell this product when I know the ins and outs, you know?
Brian no, McFly, the charmer?
That's what makes it easier to sell the product.
Snake charmer.
I guess so.
You know the ins and outs.
That's true.
Like, look, lady, you can make this thing come in 15 seconds
yeah.
flat.
Yeah, 0 to 60.
Yeah, seconds. And then back to 0 real fast. And then I'm going to have to ask you to leave because I'm sleepy as fuck.
Yeah, it's sleepy time.
Actually, I already came, so I'm going to go up to my room and I'll see you later.
Damn.
That's not a good pickup line. I just put that out there.
I don't even think... Did I have an honest conversation? Did I?
Yeah, you absolutely had a room.
Did I have a room? I might have had a room.
He had a room because, yeah, he had a room. Hooker. He had a room. As did she.
Yeah, well, you know...
That's the best part about, about picking up people at the hotel bar.
Yeah, you know, it's never gonna, you know what? It's just like there's a lot of regrets that I'm going to be thinking about on my deathbed. And
did you wake up feeling smarter because we were at a Holiday Inn Express?
No. I woke up feeling like I fucked up the night before.
Yeah.
It's like God's vagina.
But I do love to relitigate.
Yeah.
I do love to...
Recapitulate.
Recapitulate, you know. Let's get ripped off.
Boys and girls, Mike's...
Let's get ripped off.
You have anything to say about the bar scene?
Yeah, Burrito, how did you like the bar scene?
The bar scene?
Yeah, did it treat you nicely?
He's still about it.
He hasn't quit.
I
thought it was okay. No, I don't go to the bars anymore.
Jesus Christ, can you imagine?
Yeah.
All those honeys like everywhere shit. Just wanting to talk to you?
You say it smells like shit?
Yeah, kind of, sometimes. It sounds like shit.
Going to the bar?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Unless it's a dive bar in like fucking Palestine, Texas.
Yeah.
I might go to that bar.
And a 37-year-old bar back with fat cans.
Hey, honey.
Hey, honey.
What you drinking? You one of them pussy...
What's your poison?
Sober...
Oh, Diet Dr. Pepper.
Oh, okay. What is it, your beard?
Yeah, what is it, your beard?
Oh, no.
You on your beard?
Don't tell me that's an actual word.
No, I think, well, people joke, they say it's where you, like, drink too much of that before and you have diarrhea.
That's fucking good, dude. Oh,
chicken fries, dick.
Damn. I'm on my beard.
Hey, man.
I think we've all been there.
Chill out on my beard.
Especially, like, fried chicken. No good.
Oh, damn.
I think that's a different name.
Chicken wings.
So, Brenda, you aren't going to the bars?
No, not really anymore.
But when you did, and all the hotties were talking it up with you at the maid cafe.
Yeah, were you chatty?
At the maid cafe.
No, not really.
He was getting under the tables.
My friends.
He was getting like under the tables. He's playing Filipino poker.
What's Filipino poker?
Everyone just plays poker and they get their dick sucked under the table randomly.
Is that real?
By a Filipina.
Oh, my
Probably.
God.
Yeah. It's a swervis they provide.
Why is... Okay.
Did you say a swervis?
Sex... Yeah, man.
Wow. There's sex workers then.
In the it's called Filipino poker.
I don't, I'm just saying, I'm like, just your standard Filipino lady, I don't know if she can get under there.
Maybe she freaky like that.
Maybe.
Shoot your shot.
You are a smelly pirate hooker.
I can teach you Texas Hold'em if you teach me Filipino poker.
Oh, wow. That's not bad.
Not bad.
We could keep working on it.
If you're talking to a Filipina.
Yeah.
Like Brian always does. Or they talk to him.
No.
Alabaster.
Asian women never talk to me, dude.
Be honest.
You're not putting yourself in the right places.
Are they supposed to come up to me or I'm supposed to go up to them?
So when you go to, say, like, the boba tea shop.
Yeah, of course.
You go up and you're, like, looking at shit.
Of course.
You don't ask them something?
What if I go up and I'm like, boba, they're like little jelly balls, right?
No, don't go there.
What's in them?
What's in them?
You have to show up educated a little bit, like baseline.
Oh, they don't want to educate me?
It's not their job?
That's stupid. You got to focus on the menu, then focus on them.
You're stupid.
Doing the, what is...
The Macarena? Yeah.
No, doing like, what is boba isn't like a great pickup line.
That's horrible. No. That's the worst thing I've ever heard.
Yeah.
Hey, I heard Asians like white guys.
That's better.
Is it?
Yeah. Like, I know a guy.
I know a guy who's...
That's horrible.
Mostly Scottish.
Oh, see? Have you ever done a, what is that, 23andMe?
Yeah, I have. I'm mostly Scottish, apparently.
You got any Scottish?
To the boba girl.
No, yeah, then you got any... Do you have any Scottish in you?
Yeah, do you have any Scottish
Would
in
you? Like some?
No!
About 2.5, maybe 3 if you're lucky. I'll break you off a little bit.
Wow.
Kitty cat. You say kitty cat?
It's a kitty cat.
Kitty cats riding bikes.
Damn.
Boys and girls bikes. What are we talking about? The Mons? The pubis Mons?
Nah, so remember girls. Back in the day, or maybe they still do it, when like a boy's bike had the straight bar on the
Mongoose.
Top.
Yeah.
And then a girl's bike would have
the
like
drop.
A, yeah.
Remember the drop that? Bar.
What's a drop bar?
Step through.
It didn't
step
have the straight
frames.
Bar. Yeah.
Step through
frames. So you aren't popping cherries except on the bike seat.
I don't think it was for Hymens. I think it was for skirts.
Oh. Is that what it
I
is?
Don't even know. I can't that even imagine sense. What you're talking about.
It is for skirts.
Do you remember there were boys' bikes and girls' bikes?
Yeah, but I don't know the structural difference.
So a boy's bike is the bars, the
between
body bars
where
are
you're sitting
parallel.
And the handlebars?
The body bars?
Yeah. The bar that goes from the
top
tube?
Bar.
to the seat.
A top tube.
Is mostly like...
It's called a top tube?
Mostly like straight.
Okay. Yeah,
a woman's tube. Drops down like this.
Okay. Yeah. And it's for her skirt, apparently?
He thought it was so they don't break their hymen when they fucking check. When they break too hard and check on the bar. As if it's any better for a dude.
Yeah.
To rack their balls on him.
Apparently it's really bad for your grundle, dude. Dick.
Yeah.
Bike riding, yeah.
Not great for your grundle.
Yeah, I didn't realize that was a thing.
The drop bar? Yeah.
Fuck.
You need to sit your little sexy it's ass what, down.
You know, when women stopped riding side saddle,
and they want needed their own bike
problem, so they had to get the drop bar installed.
They still had to maintain decency.
Yeah, thank God.
But nowadays, they just let that beaver fly.
You remember, you know,
it's better this way.
You know Donovan, the guy that pushed me off the treehouse, broke my arm?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
His sister was also a cunt.
Monkey's and out of the bottle, man.
There's a whole family of cunts.
Well, it starts with mom, dude. Mom's
I know,
a cunt
it always, yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah, dude. She's cunt one, dude.
Cunt is prime.
Cunt zero.
But his sister,
zero.
At one point, took my sister's bike and threw it in a fire.
What the fuck?
Like, I think someone in the neighborhood was, like, burning leaves.
Yeah.
And she took my sister's bike.
Walked it over to the burning leaf
pile. Walked
it
over, put it in there.
What is this, amateur?
Jacqueline.
That takes gumption.
Doxer.
Yeah.
Jacqueline is a troubled girl's
now,
name.
Now, they're all troubled, and I feel bad for them. No disrespect to them. I hold no ill will. It's a tragedy.
Your sister might.
Yeah, maybe. I looked her up on Facebook.
Yeah,
I'd hit it. I'd hit it.
Oh, wow.
No, she seems well adjusted now.
Jacqueline, call in.
Jacqueline, I know you got a family and
Jacqueline,
shit.
He's going to jackle off on you. Jacqueline.
You are a smelly pirate hooker.
I just jack off into her vagina. Like,
don't even crest the lips.
Oh, well. No, she's holding them open.
Yeah, she's upside down holding him open. You just
got that J mark. That's gross.
No,
he got vetoed. That was double X marks.
Jacqueline in her.
Let's get ripped on it.
Ulutea's financial advisors. When you gotta move some weight, why wait? Hulu will help you diversify holdings. Flat rate, always great. Julio gets it done. Call Julio Tejas today. Or regret it tomorrow. Julio Tejas.
And this is the news. Top of the hour. Too provocative. Mermaid statue causes stir in southern Italy.
Oh, a stir, huh?
Yeah, the Italians are a stir.
Ooh, the Italians.
Did you see this statue?
Describe it to us, Gemini Jackson. All the listeners.
Fat ass. Yeah,
fucking great ass.
That fat crack ass. Went up to where too to far heaven. Up.
Oh, did it? I didn't notice.
It was unnatural.
I wanted to stick
there was
my...
nothing natural about that.
I want to live in that ass, dude.
Would you very well could.
Yeah.
How could. Much rent would you pay?
I don't know.
$600.
It's already living in my head rent free.
Damn. Wow.
So. You can't stop thinking about that ass.
Fair exchange.
Yeah, also mermaids aren't supposed to have asses, man.
They need to.
I think they would.
Wow, to get their shit out?
When Prince Eric shows up and
they
she
got
needs feet?
Cloacas.
Yeah, what do they need an ass for?
Yeah, but where's the cloacas? Does cloaca come out of her feet? Where's the...
There's just a hole.
Oh, there's a hole in her back?
Yeah, be where her butthole is.
It would be on the
is.
Front side.
Really?
I thought it'd be on the back side.
Be on the front
okay,
side.
Okay, so there's like gills on top of the hole and it just kind of goes up like
no,
this?
No, it's just the vagina.
Yeah,
the gills
you can't,
are
you
in her underboob.
Yeah, but I mean like...
It, the gills no are kind of covering...
There's not a cover, but it puckers out.
Gills are in the underboob.
Imagine like, yeah.
Is this canon or what?
Yeah.
Gills are in the underboob.
Yeah, mermaids with milkers.
Yeah, the tits
you ever
aren't
seen
actual
mermaids
tits.
With milkers volumes 1 and 3?
I would.
The reason they put the shells on there is to not scare the humans because that's their fucking gills just.
Yeah.
Is there cloaca in their tits?
No, it's
no,
their
where their butthole is.
Oh, okay.
No, it's the front butt.
Okay.
Depends
so,
on the mermaid.
Did you
know kind
all
of
mermaids.
Moves around?
You guys ever watch Hook? There's that part where Robin Williams falls into the ocean and I think he can't swim or something and the mermaids come up and they breathe into his mouth and give him oxygen. Do you remember this part?
And then Evanescence comes on.
Bring me to life.
Anyways. Look, go on YouTube when you get home and look it up. It used to turn me on as a kid.
Wow.
These yeah, that's mermaids, why you remember it so vividly.
It's like Avatar?
Sort of, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, mermaids have always given me little boners, dude.
Little.
Just imagine my, I would say, 8-year-old cock, and it's rock hard.
Man, it's doing...
Is it pre-coming?
It's doing the best it can.
Is that oozing?
It's literally doing the best that it can.
Just imagine the smallest, tiniest boner.
Just standing proud.
Literally.
Out here against the winds and the elements. Man arrested after $3 million worth of drugs shipped to restaurant.
Really? How'd they get shipped there?
I think a shipment got mixed up.
No, he told them to ship it to this restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
He thought that no one would sign for it because it was under his name and nobody by that name worked there or owns the place, so that they would just leave it at the door and he could just pick it up.
But yeah. Someone signed for it.
No, they just called the cops.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, because they opened it up and they saw what it was.
Out of the bottle, man.
It was 31 pounds of fentanyl, dude.
Yeah, 31 pounds of fentanyl is $3 million.
Yeah, I hear it's good.
And deadly.
I hear you only need three little crumbs.
Micrograms.
Do you think they're lying about how deadly it is?
I don't think so.
I don't think so.
Sometimes they're like, you touch it and then you're dead.
They used to tell you that about LSD.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So maybe they're lying about fentanyl.
Yeah, but I think more kids are doing drugs now, so they can't lie to them because the kids know.
Well, that's probably true. They should. They shouldn't lie. They should say, look, drugs are really good and fentanyl is too good.
Yeah, fentanyl
is too good.
No,
it's like a hug.
If these older people would be like, man, Fenny's the best. Fenny's the Betty. If they just tried boomers? To be cool with it.
Fenny's a Betty? That's so gangster.
Yeah.
You guys ever met Fenny's a Betty?
Fenny's a Betty.
What's
it's like
Betty?
Zabetti is his last name.
Like a dime piece.
He's just
like
Betty. Fen. We just call him Fenny.
Like Betty Rubble.
Is that
like
a real Betty. Thing that people say? Or?
No, if they did and tried to make it cool.
Fenny's a Betty?
Uh-huh.
Fenny's a Betty.
Fenny's a Betty. The kids would drop the Fenny.
You're saying if boomers got together and...
And did more Fenny?
Yeah.
And like,
I think
boomers are doing a lot of fentanyl.
Absolutely.
So I think everyone is.
Inadvertently, apparently.
Yeah, man, I'm trying to do fucking coke.
They got
butt cracks,
there.
Mermaid butt cracks.
Cocaine off mermaid's butt cracks.
God.
Print it. Print it. Yeah, if there was a mermaid and she just had a long rail right there,
yeah.
Up her ass crack.
Yeah, this is the live action Little Mermaid.
My God.
Get on it.
Yeah, dude.
All right.
That, like, weird looking.
Sure.
Her eyes are too far apart, lady. On the new Little Mermaid. You know what I'm saying?
He's just saying.
No, you know what I'm saying, dude.
He's think about saying. It.
Tell me she's not, dude. She's cute, but I'd, you know.
Yeah, she's,
maybe it's the angle of that
dangle?
Photograph.
Maybe. I doubt it. All right.
Banana drama.
Banana drama.
Banana drama.
Banana drama. Hungry South Korean student eats $120,000 artwork.
All right, I remember this piece. This is just a banana duct taped to a wall, like a white wall.
Yeah.
And supposedly it was sold for $120,000.
Mm-hmm.
And what's going on here? Do they have to replace the fruit every now and then or something?
I'm sure I think you would have to, or whatever. It's just bullshit.
Yeah, it's fucking bullshit. Yeah.
It's bullshit money laundering. That's all it is.
Bullshit!
He reattached the peel.
He did.
That's kind of disrespectful. Just get a new fucking banana.
I don't understand.
I feel like it should be worth more at that point, right?
That's what he said. He said, I don't understand
bullshit.
The appeal.
Now, hang on. There you go. Ergers.
Can't make everyone happy. Man dies after penis enhancement surgery goes wrong.
Tell us about it, Gemini!
Doctors believe the first case of where a seemingly simple and safe procedure of penis enlargement by autologous fat transfer caused sudden death in a healthy young man. So some dude tried to get fat sucked from his body and shot into his dick.
Can you define autologous?
No.
That's a long...
I think it's from the same...
Like
autologous?
Autologous. Like your own fat.
Yeah, okay.
I'm just making that stuff up. Anyway.
Burrito should know. He's got...
Does penis have fat in it?
No, but you know how people...
No, you can get like butt fat.
Stuff.
Yeah. You get like the
arms.
Fat out of your ass or
you're
your
talking about
Brazilian
dick?
That dude on that Vice documentary.
Oh, yeah. I put silicone, though.
Oh, wow.
Oh.
Yeah, I don't know. Don't put fat in your cock, I think.
Or get better doctors.
Get better. Yeah.
This just seems like not a legit.
What do you
practice.
Think happened? It was just like infected fat?
I think he probably had an embolism.
Yeah. Mm. I didn't get that.
The
blood
fat
under
got,
control.
The fat got loose. Got into a vein straight to or artery
dude,
straight to his brain.
My cock is already like kind of a hassle, just
damn.
In terms of having a penis. So I don't
flex
know
it.
If I would fuck. No, it's a not a good way. You know, like I would rather not have a penis than to die from the penis, dude. Don't
live by your... the penis, die by the
exactly.
penis.
Exactly. So you got to deny your penis at some point.
You're still talking Sam Harris, huh?
to deny your penis, dude.
That's what Sam Harris says.
He says, you don't have a penis.
Yes, yeah, you have zero heads on your body.
No dickhead,
no head. No dickhead, no head head.
Yeah. Dude, I would not die to get a better penis, even though I do want a better penis.
So better.
I
get it. Yeah. Penis surgery always seems sketchy, even if it's 95% effective.
What does that mean? That's a horrible gamble. That is a horrible gamble.
Dude,
it's always 5% is always an acceptable gamble for Gemini.
No, I said 95. I'm not doing it for my dick.
Okay.
But I think the odds are there.
The odds aren't bad.
They're not great. No, I think if you take all the dick surgeries to make them quote unquote better and the ones that failed, I'd say it's a 5% failure rate, if not more.
Yeah.
Yeah, penis pump. Like the, whatchamacallit?
Oh, the transcocks?
No. They have the
erectile. It's like the pump?
Yeah, the pump for the erectile.
Oh, it's like the...
And it rots inside your dick.
Like a balloon?
Like the Reebok shoes.
Yeah, it is like the Reebok shoes. Anyway, it rots inside your dick. No. Causes necrosis in your dick muscle.
Oh, damn. DFO?
And it's pretty common.
We haven't talked about DFO in ages.
Ages.
Necrosis.
Short for dick fall off.
I thought everyone knew that.
Well,
I didn't know it.
I didn't want them to have to go to slamcityradio.com/DFO. Oops.
/blog/2.
Just accept your dick, guys.
Speaking of your dick falling off. Woman's loud and full body orgasm heard during during an LA Philharmonic concert.
The La Phil, huh?
The La Phil.
Oh, it's like an old lady.
Ow!
I think
she
just
right here.
It seems like she stubbed her toe on the way to the bathroom.
Have we confirmed that's actually her coming?
Are they banging?
I think they actually blew the lid off this one and made it sad. Oh, it was someone having a medical episode.
No, yeah, someone, totally. Someone said that and other people were like, no, I was sitting a couple seats down and she stayed throughout the rest of the concert and nothing bad happened to her.
Was she finger blasting herself?
Yeah, she fell asleep.
Nobody
I
knows.
I love it when women I love this woman, dude. She's a nasty whore, dude, and I love it.
Yeah, finger blasting at a symphony?
Yeah, it's not bad. Like, if a guy is jerking off at a Philharmonic, get him out of there.
That should be legal.
But if a woman's doing it, yeah. I mean, let's all just enjoy the show.
Right?
Let's let cooler heads prevail.
Yes. She'll be done here in a second. She'll yell out, and then she'll be relaxed the rest of the show. She'll stop nagging her husband. That's nice. I like that.
She couldn't time it for the crescendo.
I know.
It kind of works.
Unless she's just coming the entire time.
I think she climaxed with that little climax.
I see. And the climax brought her to the climax.
Now imagine this.
And then there was a retardando. Mm-hmm.
The visual included squirt.
That's pretty cool.
I don't need that.
I hope so.
And the spotlight is passing through the like shit flying.
The guy in the seat in front of her.
No, maybe it's just getting on the back of the
squirt
seat.
On the back of my neck. That's the worst place to get squirt.
I wouldn't mind it either.
You would absolutely mind it.
I don't know, man.
If a bitch squirted on the back of your neck,
Brito.
I'm sorry. Do you know who you're fucking talking to?
At a Tchaikovsky concert?
Listen to a Slam City episode, dude. It's my fucking dream.
You turn around, it's just this fucking.
I don't care.
You don't care?
What would you do? Would you like wipe it off the back of your neck and lick it?
Yeah, it might smell.
It's definitely gonna smell.
Like what? All cheese?
Right. Squirt well, and close. Cheese. It's got yeast
like
in there.
Parmesan?
Reggiano.
Yeast
Parmesan.
Shit, Reggiano. The real shit?
Yeah. I mean, once you start bringing smell into it, you're right.
Huh?
Is it because she's a wop?
Sometimes it does smell weird.
Like feet?
No.
Like
feet. No. Not like feet.
Smell like piss because it's piss.
Dude, it does smell like piss sometimes.
Because it's piss.
Yeah, but you got to deal with it.
Yeah, you deal with the piss. I'm not saying you don't deal with the piss. You just deal with the piss.
Anyways, I do like this, and it kind of turns me on a little bit, so maybe we can move on.
Oh! One more time.
Yeah.
Oh!
Wow. I think she's like a 67-year-old.
I love
you think
it,
she's
dude.
Old?
Just, yeah, a librarian-looking lady.
Yes.
24.
No way, dude. No 24-year-old woman that, comes like that.
24-year-old librarian. Like,
that had some years on it.
275.
Yeah. You can hear
you
the
can
fucking,
Elon Musk.
You can hear just like a lifetime of like sadness and joy and
experience.
This and that, experience, wisdom, pain, dude.
Pain.
Pain, but pleasure.
The pain of life.
Would you call it a wisdgasm?
Wow. No.
I don't even understand what you're asking.
A wisdom orgasm. Wisdgasm. Yeah. I'm out on wisdgasm.
Sorry, guys.
Calling Gladys.
Last place!
Yeah, if Gladys Yeah, I mean, would you like to talk to Gladys?
I would love to talk to Gladys.
Would you take her out for some sushi?
Yeah, if she wasn't just like a total monster, I would do it.
All she wants to do is take you to concert halls.
Yeah, dinner before the orgasm.
But she doesn't
orgasm.
Want you to touch her at all.
That's fine.
You're just sitting there.
That's fine.
And she's just buffing her muff.
I love that, dude. Yeah, we gotta move on, dude.
Gladys is buffing her muff.
Speaking of this whole concert date night, before Gladys had an orgasm at the concert,
sure,
they went out for some sushi.
She was peckish. Mm.
And guess what Gladys ordered? This is what she told the waiter.
I just read it. Can I tell you?
Well, she said omakase.
Omakase.
Yeah. Oh, okay, that sounds nice. That sounds classy.
So omakase is just like the chef's special.
Chef's choice.
Okay. Yeah, chef's choice. Yeah.
I do like going omakase.
What is that like?
You don't
fish
get the
eggs?
Pick.
Was it like
could be
caviar?
Whatever. It could be anything on the menu.
Yes.
It could be fish semen.
Why would it be fish semen though?
Because it's chef's choice.
Okay. So Michelin star chef inspired to add fish semen to the menu at high-end restaurant, report says.
What inspired him? Was it the taste of fish semen?
He goes,
okay, it's on.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Why not?
Hey, where are you guys at with this omakase? Let's say it was $500 a person.
So you just...
And he just throwing fish cum on a plate.
You make a reservation at a sushi...
And you say it's going to be... Whatever that thing word you said,
chef's choice. Omakase.
You say it ahead of time, and they charge you $500.
That's all they do.
I would feel swindled. No,
you think so?
I would feel swindled.
Would you eat the semen or no? You wouldn't.
Ah.
Would you try it before they told you what it is, just like by visual?
It's weird that we eat the eggs, but we don't eat the semen, though, right? It's a little sexist.
Clearly,
right?
In this story, you can.
Do you eat rooster comb?
Sometimes.
You eat the eggs.
What's the? Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
Just eggs.
That's not rooster comb.
No, I'm saying you don't eat it.
Oh.
Yeah.
I see what you're saying.
You don't need to come, man.
Yeah, that's true.
It does stuff to your body.
This Michelin star chef does.
Yeah, he does.
And he put it in the menu.
And he's charging $500 a person.
So he hasn't even done it yet. He's considering it. He's just sending this out in the universe, trying to get some feedback.
I'm
sure he's gotten plenty.
No, I'm sure he's gotten plenty of feedback.
Hey, don't do it.
It already exists, though.
Hey, no.
It already exists, though.
Yeah, fish semen exists. I know it exists.
As a meal?
It says it exists. He tried it in Tokyo. It's called Shirako. It's a delicacy.
Which means fish semen.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So would you try a burrito before you knew what it was? Like, they just called it what you just said, but
yeah, I would try anything until they tell me it's fish semen, I think.
And it's ready deep in your body?
Yeah, probably.
Shiraku bukake is just all you can eat fish semen.
Shirake?
Shirake.
Bukake. That's a good song title.
Shirake
Bukake.
Shirake Bukake.
Be like pop punk or a 30-second song.
Yeah. Care home resident fulfills dream of watching male striptease show at 92.
Was he 92 or she was?
She was 92.
She finally got to see some dudes.
Speaking of Betty Richardson.
Some studs.
Betty Richardson says, well, I'm not going to forget that in a hurry. That's what an old way of saying that.
Yes,
that's an old ass sentence, dude.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not going to forget that in a hurry. Was that a dream or was I really there? That's sweet.
And then she immediately went to the Philharmonic and busted it out. Oh!
We see Betty. You, Betty. Hold on a second. Betty? That could be it, dude.
That's Betty, God. Dude.
What a
that's,
there's a story
that's
in
Fetty
that
Betty.
Com, dude. Think of how
that's
many
Fetty
stories
Betty.
Are in that com, dude.
That's Fetty Betty, dude.
Fuck. Fetty Betty?
Yeah.
Damn. Fetty Wap.
Fenty.
1738.
This is like the commercial plan.
There's something sweet about an old woman just thirsting after a young, hot, gay guy. Because they're all gay.
No, absolutely. Man. Not that
gay.
One that looks like you.
Not the not one like that doesn't me. Have any abs. There's one dude in the middle that didn't have... He wasn't
He's
built.
He's the Brian McFly.
Guy. Yeah.
Because there's
Admit
no...
It.
Cultural pressure to
how much
suck dick.
92-year-old woman wants to hire you to for a striptease.
I do it. I think
what's your price?
Money back.
What's your price?
What's the money that they're going to be asking for back?
No. She's paying you.
She's paying me.
You're being rented.
That's a fun way to put it. You're being rented.
Right?
Like your work, your job. You're being rented. How much would you rent yourself?
That's
for?
What clowns do, right? Straight clowning.
Yeah, I do my clowning, my clown act. I would probably charge $500.
You think you could get $500?
No.
Sit your little sexy ass
that's
down.
Too many dollars.
Yeah. Yeah, but that's what it's worth to me.
Right.
So if Betty wants to pay that, I'll go. If she doesn't, God bless her.
And she can go to the LA Philharmonic herself.
La Phil.
La Phil herself.
Yeah.
You can put the little squeaky clown nose on the tip.
Oh, yeah.
Of your penis. Of your penis.
Oh, yeah. I'll tell you what I could do. I could put a little rose petal at the end of my cock and like a little hole in the middle of the petals. And like, if I piss out of it, so it's like one of those little flowers and water.
Like, smell my flower. That's your penis.
I piss on Betty, dude. Come on,
she deserves better than this.
No, she loves it, dude.
She's in the piss play.
So you're out.
92-year-old Betty Richardson is in the piss play.
Do you think piss play started like 20 years ago, dude? There was someone in like.
No, she invented piss play at this point.
Hey, dude. Honey.
Hey, honey. Why don't you piss on me through a rose? It's like, I'll call you Seal. Vagina. I've been pissed on by a rose on the grave because she's fucking 92, now. Man.
Near my grave, dude.
Baby!
Piss from a rose near my grave.
Oh!
Hey, Betty.
Call
in, Betty.
Call in, Betty.
It's something about a woman once they get past a certain age that I really
no
like.
No fucks given.
Yeah.
Food truck fanboys, you haven't lived until you've conquered the crazy one. Intergalactic Bubba Runner Bubba Gap serves you everything. Then the crazy one. Infinite calories for a not so infinite price.
$9.95.
Best bring your appetite because the crazy one has everything. No substitutions.
No!
Don't give up your much earned cred by asking for no pickles and no onions. Bubba won't hold the mayo because it wouldn't be the crazy one if it didn't have everything. So next time you've got a craving for clout that will get your feet wet. Find the most badass food truck in the galaxy and order the crazy one from Bubba Gets.
I'm Bubba Gets, and I gets it, so get it.
You know, Slam Citizens, Burrito has always dreamed of being a Japanese cookie maker. Despite not being Japanese and currently working on a Limp Bizkit Nookie cover for his first Cookie Cafe commercial.
So come and get it!
So grab that tall glass of milk because these headlines are fresh out the oven. This is Burrito's Nippon News. How does the Cookie Cafe cover go, Burrito? Give us a little bit.
Couldn't handle the come and get it, could you?
No, I couldn't.
Did it all for the cookie.
Ad lib.
Is that the name of your Cookie Cafe? I did it all for the
I
cookie?
Did it all. Yes.
That's
about,
not
terrible.
Cookie flavored water? Is that one of the.
No!
Gookie yes. Cookie.
No!
The Gookie Cookie would make a lot of sense.
That's fine. Yeah.
It's just oozing with flavor.
Oh, no.
That flavor being calm.
Oh, God.
By your bros.
Can I get the flower-shaped one?
You might be able to get one at this store. Japan has an awesome all-you-can-eat cookies cafe.
Oh, wow.
That's awesome. The store is called Aunt Stella.
The store is called Sugar Aids.
I just want to fly.
Sugar Aids.
Sugar Aids.
Put your lips around the whole time.
Sugar Aids.
Sugar Aids.
Martin McGrath.
He would hate that joke.
He
dude.
Would absolutely hate it.
There's something takes, I know, the one thing I know about Mark, he hates jokes.
Yeah, he takes himself way too seriously. Hollywood elite Mark McGrath.
Yeah. Frosted Tips McGrath.
Yeah. Sugar Aids himself. All right.
He got it from too much Frosted Tips.
Tell about
dude.
This cafe burrito. I hate this already.
All right.
How much is it?
There's this,
$25.
I'll tell you.
20.
For a whole 60 minutes.
Whoa.
Oh, you're timed?
Of all you can eat cookie. It is $6.60.
That's not bad, dude.
I'm into it.
That's not bad.
I'm into
it. For an hour?
And also includes your choice of drink. Coffee, tea, milk, or orange
juice. Wow, that's a fucking deal.
Included!
That's actually a really great idea because at that price point, people would just kind of go on a date or like just to meet up with friends. And they probably wouldn't gorge themselves on cookies if they were.
Yeah, you're just sitting and chatting, so you're not really eating much product, right?
If you go with your bros, you're probably gorging. If you're with someone,
one cookie in the center if you're going with your bros.
Yeah, Brio, do they allow that? Do they allow customization or no?
That's the private room.
Yeah.
I mean, at
champagne
my new
room?
Restaurant,
it's the event
that
room.
Will be allowed.
Damn.
Did it all for the cookie?
That doesn't sound creepy at all.
It'll be allowed.
I'll allow it.
I thought this was kind of cool. The all-you-can-eat plan or buffet style.
Plan.
It's actually called Viking style.
My God.
In Japan.
That sounds almost racist.
Like you're...
Like you're...
I guess like you're pillaging.
Yeah.
Yeah, like your alabaster.
You're pillaging.
I see. I totally Viking some cookies. Yeah. You know, as if I'm going to put a thing in their drink.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Your cookies and creaming.
Cookies drink?
Cookies and creaming!
Hey, Cookie, either I'm eating you or...
Either we're eating you
Well,
I don't know.
Either way, it's a good price.
I'm not sure if these cookies are good or not.
Maybe probably not.
Yeah, they're probably okay. Yeah.
It's just packaged cookies. What do you think? But they just put them out and make it look all nice. Ingredients are cheap.
Could you eat a whole box of cookies to yourself? Because that's about the gun.
The thing is, you should, right?
Damn.
I've eaten a whole Chips Ahoy Chewy.
That shit's 2,000 calories in one box.
It's not good.
No, it's more than 2,000.
Nah, man, not the kind I eat.
Damn.
You got
Lorna Dunes, man.
You got the sugar-free?
Wow, you got the good for yourself.
Sugar-free. No. I don't do that. Who does that?
I do sugar-free.
Brian McFly? Sugar-free, gorge a whole box of sugar-free donuts?
Maybe.
Give you gas.
Ew.
Yeah, I got a friend with sugar aids, and he does the sugar alcohol.
Uh-huh.
Makes his ass smell like a fucking...
Here's a PSA if you got sugar aids.
Do you wear a clothespin when you eat it?
Yeah.
One of those classical...
Yeah. Hey, what's up, bro? Oh, real funny.
Yeah, it's like one of those like ones in a skunk cartoon.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Just slides on.
Speaking of Nookie, Tokyo Real Estate Agency sends beautiful women with you on apartment visits for a date-like mood.
Tell us about it, Marino!
I mean, I would do this. If I was a single dude, I would just be apartment shopping every fucking weekend.
No, but it's a gimmick, dude. This is worse than any other gimmick that's ever been
I'm
on
never
Brandy
buying.
Pond News. I know, but like they're not really, it's not
I'm
a date-like
wasting
mood
because
they're not into you. This is like going to a strip club.
Yeah, they're not into me.
Oh, they might be into you because...
Because I'm a dirty scumbag, and I treat them like their father.
Yeah, I go in, I'm pouty. I'm like,
yeah,
you don't love me.
Every time I leave the private room, I say, I'm going to go out for some milk.
What do you mean?
And then she's like, are you ever coming back?
Oh, I see, go out for milk. Bitch. I got confused because there's tits involved. I didn't know if you were making a tit joke.
No.
All right, yeah, some super milkers, a butterface. And a hog. Massive analogous fat enhanced hog. I did
autologous fat. Autologous.
I don't know. Maybe I'd sign a 6-month lease. If those were the
in
terms.
Your ass.
Tell us about this, Burrito.
The name of the company is called Girls Chintai. Chintai means rental.
Hey.
So they're pretending like you can rent the girl? I guess in a way you are.
That's a gimmick. So you have to pay for this?
Is this a charge service or do they just get commission on the apartment?
Yeah.
It's like an apartment finder.
Mm-hmm.
I guess it's a real estate.
God's vagina.
So it's just an apartment finding service.
It's a brothel. That's what it is.
No, it's an apartment finding service, and they get a percentage of your rent.
It is smart because, you know, especially if it's a guy, you really have to put your defenses up when there's a hot lady around.
Monkey's out of the bottle.
You might start spending money.
It's not bad.
Are you talking tying your dick to your leg?
No, you can ask her. You can ask her, is this place nice? And she'll obviously tell you the 100% truth.
You think so?
No.
See? And she goes, this is great. I would be like,
I would totally love
you're
to come
pretty.
To
you.
You're pretty. Oh, thank you. Can you just sign so we can
get
the fuck out of here?
Has anyone ever told you that you're pretty? Because you are.
You
need to sit your sexy ass down.
So beautiful.
Here's their marketing from their website.
Tell us about it, Burrito.
I love marketing.
Says, have you ever had these kinds of problems?
Nope.
I wish the person showing me apartments were a beautiful woman.
I thought that was default.
On my day off, I want to look for an apartment, but I also want to go on a date.
Well, I wouldn't call it a fucking date.
And I don't know what sort of apartment women want a guy to have.
Okay.
So
yeah, but they're going to lie to you and sell you a
fucking
slum.
They're going
to
say, you know what kind of apartment they want you to have?
When you can afford, you broke bitch.
Yeah.
Yeah, this one right here, because it's the one I have right here.
Yeah, and I need to do it.
And I need to sell this before. I need to sell this shit. I mean, I would be going on apartment finding missions.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What's in it for you?
Just a nice date with a pretty lady.
Would you call it a date? Would you go back to your bros and go, dude, I just got off a great date.
I would.
And they'd be like, what is it? You go,
check it out, dude. There's this website where you can just rent women for free. And
Fuck you.
They have to hang out with you while they show you apartments.
That's true. They have to be nice, too,
you guys
I guess.
Ever seen Property Sex? Come on.
On the next episode.
Property
Sex.
Had
a good name. It was a...
Property Sex?
Simp Reflect.
Right? Oh.
Simp?
Reflect.
It's like
reflect.
What you guys are talking about
now. Reflect on simps,
Or on simping.
There's a lot of simps, dude.
Early
this
onset
is
of simping.
Damn.
Early onset simping?
Early on simp.
Oh horrifying.
It's like God's.
Look, the cornification lights on, dude. It was red.
Oh no, it's too cornified.
Oh, no.
Mice.
Speaking of apartments, Japanese government seeking power to turn down private home air conditioners remotely.
No. Just make more electricity, you bitches. Just make more or charge me more.
I mean, are they trying to foment a fucking revolution?
That's how you do it. You take away people's AC. That's how you fucking do it.
Yeah. And crime goes up when it's hot. Have they not read the fucking FBI crime statistics? Despite being no,
but especially in the South.
But in the summertime, I think crime is correlated with heat.
Yeah. I believe
it's not
that
caused by, but it's correlated.
Cause?
No.
Oh yeah,
cause
it's correlated.
Cosby.
Yeah, it could be. Yeah, I don't know.
Is it cosine A or Cosby?
No.
It's tangenting.
Yeah. Oh, what do you think about this? Do you think this is a good idea, Burrito, or do you think this is a bad idea?
Do you think this is government reach around?
Yeah, you think this is overreach around?
Full control of my air conditioner.
Yeah, are they trying to piss off every dad in Japan?
Yeah, because every dad in Japan already has it all the way off. It can't get any more off.
Right?
Would you go to the protest with a sign on cardboard that reads, turn down for what?
No.
Are white dads different? Because my experience with white dads is
I think all dads are different, Brian.
All dads are different.
Doesn't matter the color.
All dads aren't that different.
All dads matter.
I think so.
I agree with that.
No, I would say.
You're saying there's dads that are a cookie cutter? Don't tell me that.
I'm saying that a dad is a dad.
Maybe all the simps.
The AC off.
Maybe all those simps have similarities.
Asian dads keep the AC off.
Okay. White dads are, it's a meat locker in there.
It's a hurt locker. Jimmy too.
Oh, really?
It's a hurt locker too.
Fahrenheit. Give us that number in Fahrenheit.
69, dude.
It's about 69.
He leaves at 69. That's actually pretty cool.
Yeah. 69, 68. Wow. Sometimes 68. We say,
meat locker.
Hey, Jimmy, can we turn this up just 1 degree, please, for a nice time?
Jimmy runs hot.
Yeah, so do I. I run real hot too.
Oh wow!
Get it from your dad.
So you're not wearing a sweater.
It's that scotch in you.
Fuck. Yeah. I don't know, man.
Government reach around.
Let's get retarded.
That was Burrito's Nippon News, and subsequently the show, boys. You fucking did it.
Hey, Japanese government, you can take that fucking law or whatever it is and shove it up your fucking ass.
Last night, I awoke in a sweat. The cravings arising from deep within my loins. The salty taste of her belly. Her humid heat warmed my tongue. The soft crunch of that corpulent pancita. Oh, where was I to find a greasy slab of fat to satiate such forbidding desires? Then I remembered Thickum Farms Country Bacon.
Well, howdy, y'all. I'm Jimmy Thickum, President and CEO of Thickum Farms. We farm-raise our Triple C standard hogs to be the thickest and the quickest. All greased up and ready to go. Well, I start every morning with the slickest, thickest trim, fresh from the hog. When you need a slice to fill you up nice, get them arteries pumping and those veins are popping. Thick'em! Thick'em Farms.
Thick'em Farm Country Bacon is available at the Thick'em Farms booth at the Slam City Farmers Market every Saturday and Sunday morning. Not recommended for children under 18 or women who are nursing or pregnant. Side effects include, but are not limited to, sore jaw and fingers, itis, and erections lasting longer than 4 hours.
Ooh, come to Papi Cerda Gorda.
Everyone's entitled to the truth. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Slam City Radio. Get in touch with us through our contact form at slamcityradio.com. We'll send you a sticker, then ask you where you're sticking. Subscribe, Spotify, iTunes, Google Play, all day, every day.
Scram! I said split! Shake the scene, you turkeys! Get out of my house! I'll see y'all tomorrow.
Oh, shit.
Was that too much?
Hit him up!